At last night's emergency school board meeting to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, CMS leaders decided to bring students back to school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, despite what Board Chair Elise Dashew described as a barrage of fear and concern from parents and staff.
Last night, I was getting text messages throughout the night, in the middle of the night, from teacher friends and from social friends, you know, asking what we're going to do. So this is, you know, this is a time of very high anxiety.
That anxiety was fueled by the arrival of the coronavirus in Mecklenburg County and an explosion of school closings across the country and as close to home as Durham and Lancaster, South Carolina. The CMS board voted to send their kids home starting Thursday through March 27th, taking the spring break that had been scheduled for April 13th to 17th. Board members and Superintendent Ernest Winston say they'll use that time to prepare for large-scale distance learning, gear up a remote meal program for kids who need it, and otherwise brace for a long-range closing, if it's needed. If not, the kids can go back to class March 30th. Board members said they were balancing the demand for action from families and employees with repeated advice from health officials that schools don't need to close. It's not clear whether the plan, which several members called a compromise, will make anyone happy. Here's Vice Chair Thelma Byers-Bailey, one of the seven members who voted for the change.
We don't need the children running through the school infecting one another. We know that, especially with the young ones, they're basically a walking petri dish.
But she said the 3 days of class time next week will give working parents time to line up childcare,
so that they're not being held to a choice between my job or my child's safety.
Board members Sean Strain and Rhonda Cheek both say they've had doctors beg them to close schools immediately to slow the spread of a virus that can cause fatal respiratory problems. For Strain, the lone no vote, that made this compromise unacceptable.
Lives are at risk here.
He said the fact that only one case has been confirmed in Mecklenburg County does not mean there aren't others who haven't yet been tested or displayed symptoms, especially in a district with almost 150,000 students and more than 19,000 employees.
How many students and staff walk into our buildings on Monday morning with the COVID-19 virus? We have no idea.
Cheek said she voted for the compromise reluctantly. She noted that several public health officials have said closing schools before cases are detected there is not a significant deterrent to COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus.
But there's so many mixed messages out there. The governor says you don't have to close the schools, but don't have gatherings of more than 100 people, yet we have hundreds and hundreds of kids eating lunch together in cafeterias.
Winston and several board members say they understand if some families opt to keep their kids home next week, though they say the law does not allow CMS to waive the absences. And Winston says even in the best-case scenario, he realizes this will mess up some spring break travel plans.
Well, certainly we understand that. I'm one of those families, and we will have to make adjustments.
Dashew described the plan as not fully baked, but she said the board couldn't keep waiting and studying.
We're getting just really extreme angst from our families and from our staff. So they needed to hear something. They needed someone to say, give us a plan. Give us a date.
But Cheek says not to count on anything just yet.
Things have changed a lot in 48 hours. They could change a lot before Monday. So just know that this is not the end-all, be-all decision. Things could continue to evolve.
Thursday and Friday will be teacher work days, and Winston says that time can be used to prepare for online learning. And he says his own two daughters will be in school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.